Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is July 26th, 2008, the Feast of the Parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'll confess it. I love the Virgin Mary. I don't think it would have been possible for Jesus to be the man he was without Mary being the woman that she was. I know how much I learned from my own parents, and now that I am a parent, I know the responsibility I have in shaping my own son to be a good person. But one question we can ask on a day like today is, where does this chain end? If Jesus was who he was because Mary is who she was, why was she that way? It must have been because her parents were who they were. The Bible doesn't tell us anything at all about Mary's parents. Tradition teaches that their names were Joachim and Anna, and tells us all sorts of stories about the circumstances of Mary's birth and her early life in their home. The Bible does tell us about a number of couples in their similar situation, and the lectionary points us toward Abraham and Sarah today as one such couple. We're reminded of the promise that God made to Abraham, that I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you, through their generations, for an everlasting covenant. Because of Abraham's faith, the relationship between God and the world is sealed for all time. So, where does it end? Who made Joachim and Anna the people they were? Well, it doesn't end. Not in either direction. Our descendants, according to the Spirit, as well as according to the flesh, will be who they are because of who we are. And we are who we are, ultimately, because God is who God is. Parenting a child in any way that you do it is an awesome responsibility. But we have powerful examples in Jesus' mother Mary and her parents, all the way to our one parent in heaven. Thanks be to God that we are not alone. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we remember in thanksgiving this day the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we pray that we all may be made one in the heavenly family of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Blessed William Reed Huntington. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.